those dreams.
Yeah, he is. And we're recording.
Yeah. This just in.
You can't do... No.
Oh.
This just in. It just takes a while. We're coming live from Tom's dad's house.
Yep. With a special report.
Well, to you, Tom.
Yeah, news bulletin. Thanks, Jesse. There's been a lot happening since our last episode.
Yeah. Thanksgiving has happened.
Yeah. Are we going to play it the whole time?
It's 37 seconds long. I was going to let it run. I mean, oh, accidentally, I stopped the recording. Now we're back on.
Oh, man. We got to get our shit together.
Yeah, we do.
Where do we go? Where do we go from here?
Okay. I mean, how you been?
I've been good. It's been a long time. We haven't done an episode in a long time, and we said that on the last episode.
Yeah, which we really need to, like, step our game up.
Yeah, that's why we have sound effects now.
Yeah.
And a sponsor.
Yeah, do you want to play the commercial?
We might as well.
We haven't even said the name of the show yet.
Okay, well, this is Can't Find a Better Goat.
But Tom and Jesse.
We're Burt Biscuits.
We're Burt Biscuits, and we'll put the theme song in.
Well, let's do the sponsor first, and then we'll start the show. The sponsor, how it happened was, is that we wanted to know when we do get a sponsor,
what
it would sound like. So we sponsored ourselves for this episode.
We actually paid ourselves. We actually gave each other money.
We wrote up the contracts.
And then
you signed it, and I signed it.
We got to stick to those contracts.
We do.
We have good demands for ourselves.
We do. We're high demands.
Yeah.
We're in high demand to us.
Yeah. Hopefully we could stick to those demands.
Tonight's episode of Can't Find a Better Goat is sponsored by Can't Find a Better Goat, Burnt Biscuits. Tom and Jesse. Alright, play the commercial.
Are you sad all the time?
Do you find nothing makes you happy?
Did you used to be happy, but not anymore?
Do you find that when you're sad, that makes you even more sad?
If you were happy, would you still be sad?
Do you find that if someone else is happy, that makes you sad, but if they're sad, you're still sad?
Damn, that's shitty.
Then you should listen to Can't Find a Better Goat.
By Burnt Biscuits, Tom and Jesse.
Burnt Biscuits.
Yeah, it's Tom. Yeah, Tom.
We can't find a Burnt Goat. That was pretty good.
That was our first commercial.
Yeah, our sponsors do good commercials.
Yeah, they do. They're professionals.
Mm-hmm. We are.
They're war horses. God, those guys are cool.
They're stallions.
Those guys are so cool.
They are. I wish I could be. We are those people.
I wish I could be Jesse.
I wish I could be Tom.
I know you do.
What do you gotta do? What do you gotta do like that?
you cut me so deep.
You cut me so good.
Yeah, you burnt my biscuits. So yeah, that was our sponsor for tonight's episode.
Yeah, Can't Find a Better Goat.
By Burnt Biscuits.
Yeah, Tom and Jesse.
Jesse and Tom. Can't Find a Better Goat. Burnt Biscuits.
We are Burnt Biscuits.
Well, we're Burnt Biscuits.
Yeah.
The show is Can't Find.
Yeah.
Are we gonna do this?
Tom and Jesse. Jesse and Tom are Burnt Biscuits. Yeah.
Ipso facto.
Yeah.
I'm your boss.
Who's that from?
That was Ben Stiller. Oh, yeah. That was Ben Stiller on the Dodgeball movie.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I don't really work for you. You work for the bank. Bank works for me. Ipso facto. I'm your boss.
Yeah.
Okay, so yeah, a lot has happened since our last episode. Thanksgiving has come and gone.
So I think Halloween has come and gone, too.
Did Halloween come and
gone? I think the 25th was the last show that we've had.
Oh. We didn't really do anything for Halloween.
Yeah, let me check it just to make sure.
No, we talked about Halloween.
Are you sure? No, last one was 10/26.
Okay, well, I guess not. Well, anyways, yeah, Halloween.
I mean, we might have had, like, we might have finished.
I think we finished after, because I remember talking about Halloween.
Yeah.
Because remember your computer died?
Yeah, that was, I brought my charger this time, so.
So we're good.
Yeah.
So we're good. Okay, so yeah, what did you do for Thanksgiving this year?
Smoked 4 turkeys.
God.
And salmon on Thanksgiving. I smoked 3 pounds of salmon, and that was probably the best thing. Actually.
How are your lungs?
Oh, amazing.
That'd be.
Never been better.
That's some good turkey, bro. Yeah,
that tryptophan gets you all tired, though.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
This year, I mean, it was just kind of just me and my dad.
Mm-hmm.
And we both like turkey, but there was no point in making a big-ass turkey for just the two of us.
I don't know. I like the leftovers.
Which, yeah, that's true. But, I mean, even that, it would go, some of it would go bad before we even got to all of it. And, like, I don't want to eat turkey sandwiches for a fucking week straight.
I would.
You know,
dude, I made grilled cheese with turkey, with smoked turkey.
Was it good?
Oh, my fucking God, dude.
Well, that's not the road we took. We went down the less traveled road. We just made big old steaks and stuff. And
there you go.
We were just like, well, I like steak. You like steaks. Like, let's make steak.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty good. Big old, ugh. Smoke that, bitch.
I'll smoke it. Then brisket, bro.
What are, okay, well, speaking of Thanksgiving, what are some of your childhood memories of holidays?
My worst one was probably getting poked in the eye by my grandma.
Yeah, you told us about that.
But that was when I ate a lot of food.
Yeah, you told us about that.
That was probably my...
She's like, stop doing Arnold Schwarzenegger impressions. Like, boop!
Well, I think the Arnold Schwarzenegger impressions came after, but, like, I just remember always being a smartass.
Yeah.
And, like, and that was just part of it.
That's a given. Whenever I used to go to holidays around, like, the big family, where mm-hmm. it wasn't just, like, the immediate, like, our small mom, dad, brother, sister, and stuff.
Yeah.
Whenever we go over and see all the cousins and the uncles... We were never really familiar type, so like it was kind of like I'd just be in a room with a bunch of strangers that I've seen before.
Mm-hmm.
And so like I don't know, I never really talked to the elders.
The elders,
yeah, the elderlies.
I was pretty close to my family. I mean, like...
It would just be me sitting in my grandma's like TV room.
Yeah.
Just kind of hanging out.
Well, me and my cousin would always go back there, but like to the TV room.
To the jerk-off station. We've talked about it before.
Have we?
Yeah. Your grandpa's jerk-off chair.
Man.
What are these tissues?
I need to quit drinking. God. Oh, man.
Okay.
But yeah, no.
What's your best holiday memory?
Thanksgiving memory?
Just holiday in general.
Oh, yeah, because Christmas is coming up still.
Yeah. I was like, we were going to talk about that a little later.
Yeah, I don't know. I like my recent ones. I mean, even though they weren't very giant or anything compared to my old Christmas days, like, or Thanksgiving days, probably, like, my last, either Thanksgiving last year or the year before, where it was just, like, I don't know, a lot of people came together that weren't really family that, you know.
Right.
Well, last year, probably, because, like, Friendsgiving, I had my first Friendsgiving last year, and I came, like, we had a Friendsgiving with people that didn't really have family in the area.
Right.
So we just, I smoked 2 turkeys last year for that, and... That was really fun. We did it again this year, but I mean,
I love that word turkey.
Turkey, jab turkey,
jab turkey, crack ass.
Yeah.
No, but ever since Flight of the Conchords, stuff you turkey. So like, using the word turkey as an insult is the best.
Mm.
Oh my God! Hey, Charlie Sheen has AIDS.
Yeah.
We haven't done an episode since that came out.
Oh.
Like he's had it for a while and like.
It's been pretty under wraps.
Well, he was, like, paying people off not to come forward with him having AIDS and stuff.
That would suck.
And, dude, like, he'd have sex with people.
Well, that...
And he has AIDS.
Well, that makes it a lot of sense. I mean, does AIDS make you, like...
Crazy?
No, I mean, does AIDS make you, like, look like... Because I don't know if it was the drugs. He might just be sick.
Well, okay, so maybe that's wrong. He's HIV positive. Does that necessarily mean, like, full-blown AIDS?
I'm pretty sure HIV negative means you don't have AIDS.
Yeah, but I think there's a difference between HIV and AIDS.
I think HIV is AIDS.
Hmm.
We do not do our research.
We're not smart. Well, because Magic Johnson has AIDS.
Well, yeah, no, it's controllable.
He looks great.
The thing is,
you can still give it to people.
You got to be healthy. I mean, the thing is what AIDS is just it's like it just breaks down your immune system. So, I mean, if you stay healthy and active and, like, you eat right and stuff and you don't do drugs,
yeah,
then it's like...
Well, he's definitely looked a lot more sickly in the last couple of years.
Yeah.
I mean, I just assumed that was him partying really hard.
That's what I thought it was, too. I mean,
I'm sure that's part of it.
Yeah, I'm sure he's not taking care of himself, but...
What a way to crash a party.
Yeah.
Like... I have AIDS.
Yeah.
That's terrible. Oh, my God. You know what? Maybe I shouldn't have wrote that down, because we don't know anything about AIDS or, like, his... I just know that he has them, and he wasn't telling people about it, and he was still, like, promiscuous as all hell. Like, he was still out banging around.
People do that all the time, man.
It's messed up, man. And then, like, but, like, paying people off so they'd shut the hell up about it and stuff. The only reason he even came out is because, like, the National Enquirer found out that he was HIV positive, and they were going to launch, like, this huge, like, 8-page spread about it.
Yeah.
So he just said, well, fuck it, I'll just go and tell people first.
Shit.
Sneeze.
That's crazy.
It's so, yeah, that's the only reason he even came out, was just like, oh, I'll beat them to it. Screw them, they're not going to get rich. I'll just tell people myself. It's kind of not cool, Charlie. Sorry, Charlie. You got the AIDS.
God. so dark.
Yeah. Speaking of dark, The Dark Knight.
Ooh, yeah, I saw the new trailer you showed me earlier.
What do you think?
Dude, I've been stoked to begin with. Like
The Batman vs. Superman Dawn of Justice movie.
Yeah, Ben Affleck is going to kill it. I don't know. Like,
he looks really good as Bruce Wayne.
Yeah.
Like, and he looks really good in the suit, and, like, that's going to be... And he looks... really dark.
Yeah, like you were saying, like the Superman character, the guy put on like two or another. He doubled his mass.
Yeah, like he's twice as muscular as he was from the last movie. He was huge.
Yeah, he was huge, and
so he put on like double for this one.
Well, I mean, because like I guess this isn't the storyline like quite a bit further, because they already have statues built of him.
Yeah, well, it's definitely a sequel to The Last Man of Steel.
Well, yeah, but I mean, just isn't it a lot further in time?
Yeah, I'm guessing it's probably a couple years. I don't know. I haven't seen it. From what I can tell, like, yeah, it's definitely, like, people have, like, oh, they're, like, almost, like, worshipping him.
Yeah.
And old Batty don't like it. No. Old Batty don't like the worships.
No, not worships.
No. But, what are your hopes and expectations for that movie?
Like,
what would you like to see happen in it?
Every trailer I've seen so far makes it look like a different movie.
That's true.
Like, every single trailer.
Because at first it looked like it was Batman versus Superman.
Yeah, it was just kind of dark.
And then now in this new trailer, they're like, oh, they're teaming up.
Well, there was like three trailers before this.
Yeah.
So, I mean, every single one of those looked like a different movie.
Well,
and then now this one's like, what? Now they're all teaming up? And
the thing is,
this giant rock guy?
I'm glad that, which I think is supposed to be Doomsday. I won't get into who he is and stuff, because I really don't think they're going to... I'm pretty sure they made him out of, like, General Zod.
Yeah, he's probably, like, a zombie, like, super juggernaut Zod.
So, if it's supposed to be Doomsday, as far as I can tell, it has nothing to do with the comic books.
Mm-hmm.
So, I won't even go off on who Doomsday is, because it'll probably...
Well, yeah, because they're unzipping Zod.
Yeah.
And then, like,
so, it'll probably have nothing to do with what they're doing in the movie.
Yeah.
But Doomsday, in the comic books, Doomsday is the guy that killed Superman.
Oh.
And that was another thing. I'm really glad that they started showing in the new trailer that it's not just Batman versus Superman.
Mm.
Because I love Batman. It's one of my favorite characters. But that guy doesn't have a chance in hell at beating Superman.
No. I mean, you saw it in the movie.
Yeah, like, you're not dead because I haven't killed you yet.
Yeah.
And stuff. It's like, it's true, man. Like, there's no... Batman would be mildly annoying throwing everything he's got at Superman. The guy... Guy can pick up an island and shit, dude.
Yeah.
Like, sorry, Batman, but your metal roid suit's not gonna do anything.
No.
So what are you expecting to see? Not just what you saw in the trailer, but like, what do you really hope happens?
I didn't really read comic books all that much, so.
Well, yeah. You don't have it. Has just like you've seen the other movies and stuff. Like, what do you hope happens in this one? Because, like I already said, they're already far off. They're making their own storylines. It doesn't have to do with...
Probably, like full penetration.
That's what I was thinking!
Yeah, like...
But who...
P and the V.
Oh! Who's P and who's V?
Batman and Wonder Woman.
See, that's another thing, though, where Wonder Woman's... I don't think Batman can handle it.
I don't know.
I think Wonder Woman would crush that pelvis. Because she's strong, dude.
Dude, he wants it. He wants that pelvis crushed.
He's going to put on a robot condom.
Yeah.
All right.
What do you want to expect to happen?
I'm really hoping that, kind of from what I could tell, like, I'm really hoping that it shows, like, they don't like each other at first, because it's one of those, Superman's too powerful, Batman doesn't trust him, because Batman doesn't trust anybody, so at first they're kind of adversaries, and I hope it's really where, it's not so much that they're fighting, just show that, like, Bruce, how smart Bruce Wayne is, like, have him figure out, finally, like, somebody figures out that, like, he knows Clark Kent is Superman.
Yeah.
And he, like, uses that against him more so than just, like, hey, check out my robot rocket punch.
He uses his actual identity to
go against
him.
Just, like, outsmarts him and stuff. Because Superman, he's smart. You know, he's alien. His brain works different than ours does and stuff.
Yeah.
But, like, I really want to emphasize, if you're going to show how strong Superman is, you gotta show how smart Bruce Wayne is.
I mean, just, like, looking at the trailer, they didn't make him look any different than, like, him actually being Superman. Like, Clark Kent versus Superman.
He wasn't being all bumbly and stupid.
Yeah, he was just being himself just
with glasses on. Yeah. But one thing that always drove me nuts about the Christian Bale Batman movies is it just looked like Christian Bale just, like, did a bunch of push-ups and then knew karate.
Yeah.
And Lucius Fox, Morgan Freeman's character, was the smart one.
Yeah.
Whereas, that's not the case at all. Like, dude, Bruce Wayne is a genius, dude. And so, like, I didn't like that how they just passed the buck. Like, oh, well, you make all the gadgets, and then he'll wear them. So I'm really, that's probably my only expectation, is that I really want to see how smart Batman is.
Yeah.
Okay. You want to go to my dad's dream?
You want to do that now?
Yeah. Okay. Well, let me set it up a little bit. The other day I was hanging out, and my dad was telling me about this crazy dream he had.
And I've been waiting to hear this dream. Like, literally, like, it's been 2 weeks almost.
Yeah. Well, I don't want to set it up too hard, because I don't know if it'll be... When he told me, I was just like, what?
Well, no.
I ran and grabbed a mic, and I'm like, dude, say it again. Yeah. And I recorded it. And I wanted you to hear it, and I want the world to hear it.
I just didn't want to hear it before the podcast.
Right.
We could both be like, ooh, oh.
I want you to hear it as everyone else hears it.
Yeah.
All right, so let's go to this. Is my dad, and this is his crazy ass dream he had the other night.
Oh, fuck. Hold on.
All right, this is my dad's dream from last night.
Oh, fuck, no.
Go on, no. Did we just have like a 20 second period where no one said anything?
No.
Okay.
Tell me about your dream.
I dreamed Brianna friggin' broke her back, and your mom come to me and said, you know, there was nothing we could do. The only way to save her was, you know, turn her into a whale. And I'm like, a whale? And the next thing I know, I'm out swimming in a big friggin' pool and shit with this whale that looks more like a giant starfish and stuff, you know? We're flopping around and whatever, you know, and I kept talking to her, like, oh, come here, baby, and I was loving her, and she got squeezing her and stuff. She's a big whale, but everybody kept saying, hey, she's a whale, she's not going to remember you or nothing, you know, she's just a whale now, that's the only way to save her life. And I remember thinking, oh, man, I was so friggin' butthurt, you know, like crying and shit, it's my baby. So I jump in there and swim with her and stuff, and I finally realized, it's like, she understands me and stuff. This is my baby, my daughter. So I was hugging onto this whale and stuff, going, my baby, I love you. And pretty soon I realized I got to quit talking this baby talk to her and stuff, you know, because that's how I treat the dogs and shit. She's Brianna. I got to, you know. And next thing I know, she come up above the water and I was hugging on her and stuff. And I looked at her and I could see her, like, Brianna's face. She had these red eyes all kind of weird and shit, you know.
That's her.
Like whale eyes.
But it was like Brianna. I was like, oh, baby, I love you. And I told your mom, I go, look, come here, look. And your mom's like, she's a whale.
Mom.
And I don't know, after that, I went to friggin' some house where everybody was chasing us and shit, you know, like Nightmare on Elm Street shit. What
the fuck?
Just fucking weird. And then I wake up like, what the fuck? I've been kind of bummed out all fucking day.
Mm-hmm. And now Brianna's, were you sweating and all that?
Yeah.
Is it one of those?
I'm thinking, well, we had this talk the other night about how your mom told Brianna that you've lost your father. You've lost your father. And Bree called me. And, did I lose you, Dad? I love you so much. I hope I didn't lose you. And you heard me talking to her and stuff, you know. It's like, no, you didn't lose me, but I'm really pissed at you and stuff, you know.
You're a whale now.
Now you're a fucking whale.
The way that mine works is crazy.
This intimate dream that you had.
What the fuck? I'm sick of these fucking dreams like that, man. I have the weirdest fucking dreams. And I haven't been watching any weird TV lately. It's been freaking game show shit, you know? Maybe. I don't know what's
but whale questions.
It's the newest game show. It's taking the country by storm. Is your daughter a whale?
No, I think it's more along the lines that sometimes I feel like, you know, maybe my health's starting to fail or something. I'm getting old. I don't know. It's just weird.
That was deep.
Yeah, I mean, maybe with his, I'm glad that he could come and tell me these kind of things, but like, I'm gonna make fun of it. I mean, maybe
his, no, it's there's
Brianna.
Gotta be some
Brianna's
sort
of... my sister, by the way, his daughter. But at the end there, I wanted to say it so bad, but I didn't because I didn't want him to hit me. But he's like, maybe it's because my health's failing and stuff. And I was like, well, maybe the dream of Brianna being a metaphor for a whale is because your health's failing and you're afraid they'll turn you into a whale. I just don't think he wants to be a whale.
Yeah. Well, I don't think anybody wants to be a whale.
So, Dad, don't worry.
You're not going to be a whale.
You won't be a whale.
We won't let them
that
to you.
Yeah, no. If anything, like a kick-ass starfish or something.
Yeah, like...
Really cool starfish. Yeah. It's my dad.
It's not a whale.
Yeah,
it's a starfish.
He's a kick-ass starfish.
Yeah.
I like how you're like, should we cut it off? It's getting dark. And I'm like, no, just wait. Because I didn't remember what I haven't listened to it since I recorded it, but I just knew I was going to say something smart-ass to you.
God.
Oh man, what are some weird dreams that you've had?
Dude,
I know it's on the spot, but
dude, I've had some weird like just him talking about how weird his was. It reminded me of that one where like I was like I think I was in a grave. No, I was in a I was in a grave a dug grave. I was like standing in a dug grave, and an alien was just standing right above the grave.
That's terrifying.
And all it was just like the clouds and the moon behind the alien. All I could see was a silhouette. And
so this was like a nightmare.
This was all I can remember was this, and me with just a gun, just pointed at it, and I could not shoot it.
Oh, I hate those. I've had dreams where like I'm in a fight and I'm like punching the hell
it
out of the guy, but like they're hitting him, but they're just not hurting him and stuff. And I'm like giving everything I got. It's like, was it like that? You're like, I'm unloading clips at this
moment. It was almost like I had control of the dream. Like, I don't know why I didn't shoot it. And then there was, like, one where, I mean, there was a lot of alien dreams that I've had.
I think maybe it's, like, a fear of, like, inadequacy.
Yeah,
like,
maybe.
Like, you have the tools to, like, kill this thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, to do it. But, like, you're afraid that you can't.
Yeah.
So you dream about not
failing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I get that. The weirdest dream... I don't really ever have nightmares. I honestly can't.
It really wasn't a nightmare. Then I mean, I woke up and I wasn't startled. My heartbeat wasn't racing. It was just like I woke up and I was like, that was fucking weird.
Well, like I said, I've had the dream where like I'm in a fight and I'm punching the guy, but it's not working.
Yeah.
Like, I'm hitting him, but they're not hurting him.
No, that happens all the time. Or when like you're like...
So it's like that fear of failure.
Or like someone's getting into your house and you're outside and they're getting into your house and you're trying to scream towards the people in your house, but like you can't scream. Have you ever had that?
No, I'm mentally healthy.
Whatever.
Have you talked to anybody?
No, I haven't. But
that
was a dream that I had a lot when I was a kid. Was where when I like try to warn people about something, but when I was screaming,
okay. It was that same that
where
like, fear
I
failure
I couldn't,
thing.
I couldn't get to it. Well, it was the same kind of dream. It was like literally like a murderer getting into my house, and I couldn't scream.
I think the closest thing I've ever had to a nightmare is, and this has happened.
We've never had a nightmare.
Not that I can remember. I think the closest thing... I mean,
I can remember a lot of nightmares.
Well, you know, I'm not a little bitch,
whatever,
but...
Fuck you.
No, I'm kidding. I know people... No, because, I don't know. I generally have pretty happy thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
And while I'm awake and even when I'm sleeping. When I'm sleeping, like, my dreams are usually pretty happy, basic dreams. The one nightmare I can remember, and I can't remember specifically, but I've had it a few times, is I'd be, like, on a deck... Or, like, laying in my bed, and all over the ground are like tarantulas. No, this is legit. And like, I'd have a fucking panic attack because I hate spiders.
Yeah.
And they weren't trying to get me or anything. It's not like I was like, oh, the spider's gonna kill me. But it's just like, oh, I can't leave. There's spiders everywhere, and that's terrifying.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I guess that's a nightmare.
Something like that.
Yeah, like, I was...
When you think about it now, it's not that scary, but when you woke up...
Well, no, I don't wake up, and I'd be like, oh, that was shitty.
Oh.
I've never had that, like, oh,
dude, when I was a kid, I had so many of them. I had a werewolf that would chase me around the school.
My brother had a lot of nightmares.
Like, it was always near the school for some reason, because we lived by the school.
Well, that, and you went to school. Yeah. That's what you knew.
Well, it chased me around the school, and I'd get into the school, and I could see it, like, run past the window, and I'm like, fuck, it was a werewolf all the time. Like, I had that nightmare all the time. I'd get home, and then I could see its silhouette outside.
Did you read Goosebumps?
No. Dude, oh, okay. Like, I didn't really read it all when I was that young.
Oh, I know.
I mean, I read the books they gave us at school.
No, I know.
But...
No, the only dream... I should have thought about this before, because I've had dreams that I can remember, but the only one I can think of right now is I remember I was being chased by a giraffe.
Mm-hmm.
This giraffe was chasing me. He wasn't trying to hurt me or anything, but it was just like, you want to play? We'll play. I'm like, you're too big. Yeah. You're too big to play with.
Squish me.
Yeah. So I was like running from this giraffe, and like, it was just about to run into me. And this is the only reason I remember it, because it's the first time that something in my dream has affected me awake.
Mm-hmm.
Where like, I jumped out of the way of this giraffe, but while I'm laying in my bed sleeping, my body like jumped.
Mm-hmm.
Like my mind.
Yeah.
The power of my mind.
Mm-hmm.
Was so powerful, so strong, that it actually affected my unconscious body, and I fell out of bed because I like jumped out of the way of this giraffe, and I remember being like, that was freaky. And hey, that's the only reason I can remember that dream, is because that's never happened since. Like, I've never woken up and started punching and stuff, but like that one, I didn't want that giraffe to run me over. So I jumped. I rock lobster.
Rock lobster.
Okay. Scott Weiland died the other day.
Yeah.
For those who... I'm sure Paul knows who Scott Weiland is.
STP, Stone Temple Pilots.
Yes, he was the lead singer of Stone Temple Pilots.
What was that one band that he did?
Velvet Revolver.
Velvet Revolver, yeah.
And, he's a musical guy. He's been around a long time, but...
He did a lot of hard drugs.
Yeah, he's a partier. He parties fucking hard.
A lot of the reason why, like...
They kicked him out
and
stuff, and then like he got into Velvet Revolver with Slash and all that, but the same thing, he was just partying too much, and then alright, so you gotta go. And then I guess it finally caught up with him, and they found him dead on his tour bus. Fucking crackies, man.
Yeah,
which sucks, cause like he was a good looking guy and like a great singer. I was never a huge Stone Temple Pilots fan, just cause I thought there were other bands that were better that didn't get the... But I thought they were good. Like, I liked them.
Dude, they were playing them like crazy on Friday night. Oh, Thursday night?
Yeah,
Thursday
after night. He died.
Yeah. Yeah. And like, it was all over. I mean, they played a ton of songs. I was like, wow, I didn't really... cause I remember having it on my iPod before. And
yeah, well, they had a lot of good stuff.
Yeah, but then I realized they were playing them for a couple hours, and I was like, wow, I like all these songs.
Yeah, no, I mean, they were good. I wouldn't put them in like my top 10. But
and then they played
maybe number 12.
They played one of the ones with what's his name.
Really?
Yeah, it's like he's not even singing in that one. It's
that's kind of a slap in the face. Yeah. If anything,
it's what's his name from Linkin Park.
Yeah, their replacement Chester. Singer.
Yeah.
Oh man, that'd be like at Ozzy's funeral. They play all these Black Sabbath songs, but all the Sabbath songs with Dio is singing. Yeah,
or that one guy that was in for like one album.
You know what I found out?
The dude in the 80s. It was just like one album.
That's what I'm talking about. What I found out the other day is Black Sabbath has had like 27 different members. At one point, Black Sabbath was a band without any original member in it. And like Tony Iommi would guest play guitar on that album and stuff.
How is that even possible?
You know, it'd just be like a...
A business just going on.
Well, it'd just be like the band's going, and then like another guy quit, so they get a replacement, and then like until eventually there's only like one original member left, and then like he quits, but then the other guys are still like, well, we're still Black Sabbath, so they replace that guy, and
it's so weird.
So yeah, they've had like 27 different members, and at one point there was no original member.
Well, I can understand, because sometimes like somebody will get injured, so they'll have somebody replace them, and sometimes that's for that person is considered a part of the band. But,
And we're not talking like they were like selling big time albums. They're probably just touring under the name. Got permission to do it.
Yeah, well, it would suck to go like pay for a ticket for Black Sabbath and none of the original members are in.
Who are these dudes?
Yeah.
Like, who's this cover band?
It's Black Sabbath. No, it's not.
Yeah. This is a cover band.
Well, yeah, I remember that one time when I went and saw Slipknot when I was like 12. Like, I could have got Black Sabbath tickets. And I don't even know if the original members were in the band.
When you were 12, I think so. I think the period I was talking about was late 80s, early 90s.
It was 2000, year 2000.
That's actually around when they all the original members like came back.
Well, I know they came back when I was like 16.
They did.
It was a big deal.
They've come back a few times. Well, that's when they released a new album. I think they'd gotten back together and toured. Because I remember the reunion concert. They played it on HBO and stuff. I don't either. But I remember that. And that's when we were like 12. And they played the big reunion concert with Ozzy and then toured again and stuff.
Yeah.
Okay, so Thanksgiving happened.
Yeah.
But Christmas is coming up. We talked about it earlier.
It is.
So let's talk about presents.
Like what?
Well, what are some presents you've gotten for people already? You don't need to say who it's for. Ugh. Christmas.
Lounge vibes.
Do you want to... Okay, well, what would your ideal...
Well, the presents that I've gotten...
Epic!
Yeah. Are the best presents in the world. American presents.
None of them were made in America, but yeah. They're for Americans, from Americans.
Yeah. For Americans, by Americans.
By Chinese. What would your...
Shut it off, dude.
That's better.
Is it?
Yeah. What would your... Jesse, dear friend.
This one says newborn. Minute 25, so this will be good for our presents. Okay.
What would your... Oh, dear Jesse.
Oh, dear Tom.
What would your ideal Christmas present be?
My ideal Christmas present?
Like, if you found out you had, like, a rich uncle, and he felt bad about all these years not being in your life. So he's coming back in a big way.
A table saw.
You son of a bitch.
You're like a car or whatever. I'm like, yeah, sure. I'd probably get, like, a cool car.
What kind of car? One that played sweet melodies.
Some newborn melodies.
Yeah,
I'd probably get, like a Kia.
You've had a Kia.
It sucked. Yeah, it was like the first Kia.
It was a 97.
I don't know, probably get like a cool old van.
Hell yeah, dude. That would be sick.
Yeah.
Oh.
How about you? What would you want for Christmas?
World peace.
Your rich uncle can't afford that.
Feed the starving children. Yeah. I would like to punch Bono in the cunt. Alright, man. We gotta figure out some rhyme and reason to these things. You can't just randomly hit me with a new clip.
I was trying to get your improv getting up, you know?
Well, it's not gonna be about Christmas presents. We were gonna do it for commercials. Hey, everybody out there in dreamland. If you're all alone this Christmas,
I'll tell you what. I'll tell you what.
And you feel like there's nobody there for you, just put on an episode of Can't Find a Better Goat. Because we'll always be there.
Remember Biscuits. Tom Jesse.
And if you feel...
No, I don't know. Way off.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding. That was great.
Well, you started talking and it cut me off. Just remember, cozy up by the fire. Can't find a better goat.
That's some like improving tunes.
Mm-hmm. When the goat of the... I don't know, dude. I can't sing about goats.
You got it.
When you improv something.
What?
I don't know. You have the keys. You have the keys to the computer. You have the keys to my heart.
I love them keys.
Are you trying to find like a good one? Because you can't find a better one.
I can't.
Can't find a better go.
So is this on a plan? Nordic keyed fiddle.
That sounds like a key. Oh. What do you got?
Hey, y'all.
That was good.
Come down to George's Tequila Factory.
Gotta keep it about Better Goat, dude.
Because we play Can't Find a Better Goat on our radio constantly.
Hey, yo. All right, let me try this.
Hey, y'all, partners. You know... Oh, fuck, I don't know. As I say, when you're lonely, grab a Can't Find a Better Goat. And you have a good old fiddle diddle.
Fiddle diddle, yeehaw!
Yeah. We're gonna get letters. Oh. Is this you?
This is me?
Yeah. This is riveting stuff. Paul, I hope you like it.
Hey, ladies. Hi.
Is that it? Oh.
Can't find a better goat.
Give me another one. We'll keep it short and sweet. Really, really explode into space with this one. What do you got? Something good.
It's coming.
Okay. I can't wait.
I think.
Everybody.
Some of them don't play very fast.
We're all at the edge of our seat. Our boots are shaking. The anticipation is killing us. People are turning off the show. Okay. It's like another holiday one. People are turning off our show, dude.
Dude, they love it. Hold on, this one.
Okay, let's see. Okay. It's a weird one. I'm actually at a loss. I'm just listening.
You just interested?
Yeah.
Vintage news. Here we go.
Didn't we already do that?
No.
Grab your war bombs. Okay.
Where was boat?
Yeah. Make sure you do your part this season and listen to Can't Find a Better Goat and support your troops. Because America needs you.
Uncle Sam says so.
Yeah. Little Johnny.
World.
The world.
There you go.
We are the world. We are the people.
We are the people. I need the other beer.
Okay. You want to pause?
Pause. Well, we're back.
And we're back. Hey, I want to stress that I wasn't making fun of my dad's dream or him. A little bit. He's a good guy. I just want to make sure it was kind of some funny shit, and I wanted to make fun of it.
Yeah, so. Well, I mean, it's a deep dream, you know, like.
So I'm just dad. If you're listening to this, it was all in the sake of humor. You knew what you were getting into when I pressed record. And you told me your dream.
Well, he wants to be a part of it, too. I mean, like,
yeah.
We're going to bring everybody into a part of this podcast.
Eventually.
It's fun.
I wish my mom kept calling. Yeah. We recorded that.
She calls again.
She's called, like, 5 times because she can't figure out her DVD player. So she wants me to, like, magically fix it over the phone.
Yeah.
But she... Anyway, it's very annoying.
It's awesome.
But,
I hope she calls back just to, like,
I do
call
too.
Back.
And then Let's play... Get a sound effect ready. Because now we're going to... It's time for the part of the show where we play... This is the part of the show where we... Oh, okay. Hello, ladies.
That's a short one.
Yeah, okay. Let's try
it. Long one?
Well, just long enough for I could say something. Oh. Hello, ladies.
Don't... What are you...
Oh.
So racist.
Oh, sorry.
I'm kidding.
This is the part of the show where we play... Kill, Fuck, Marry.
Oh, cute.
Ooh. On Can't Find a Better Goat.
Breakbeat.
So we're gonna go back to our young lad... Okay.
Kill, Fuck, Marry.
Kill.
Kill, Fuck, Marry.
Kill.
Kill, Fuck, Marry. We'll find it. We'll find a real song for that, and I'll just make sure to save it.
Okay. Well, yeah. Okay. So we're gonna toss it back to the old days. we're gonna go back to our childhood. When we were kids, when me and Jesse were youngins, there were three girls. I hate you so much. I wish we hadn't discovered it. I was excited, and you're driving me nuts!
What?
What? You're driving me crazy with it. Are we just gonna be that show now?
Dude, I'm just trying out. I'm just.
I know, dude, but we're. This is an episode.
Fine.
Okay, we're gonna play. Turn it off! Okay. What was I saying? Oh, yeah. We're going back to our childhood. When we were youngins, when we were little chitlins, there were three girls. There was Kelly Kapowski from Saved by the Bell, Zach's girlfriend Kelly, Tiffany Amber Thiessen.
I didn't really watch that one.
She was big for me, dude. Yeah. Oh,
we gotta add it to the list. I mean, I'm knowing her now. I remember seeing her a lot back then. Oh. I saw in that stripper movie. Like,
no, that was the other girl. That was the blonde one. Kelly was Zach's girlfriend with the dark hair, Tiffany Amber Thiessen.
Oh.
The smoking hot one.
Didn't she go on like 90210?
Yeah, or Melrose Place or something like that. Yeah. She's so hot.
I thought you were talking about the other one. I like the other one more.
Yeah, I know you did. She was a stripper.
Yeah.
I know you and your strippers.
What's wrong with that?
Between you and Paul, man, I'm strippered out.
Dude, I barely even go to the strip club. I've only dated them.
I just date strippers.
Yeah.
And secretly, I want to be one.
Yeah,
secretly, yeah. Magic Mike.
It's not secretly, yeah.
You have to change that name from Magic Mike to Magic Wright.
Yeah. Wright Magic.
Anyway, okay. So Kelly Kapowski, Tiffany Amber Thiessen from Saved by the Bell. And then Topanga.
Topanga.
From Boy Meets World. Yeah. Corey's girlfriend, Topanga.
Mm-hmm.
You know that name's... I don't know if that name's sexy or if it's weird, but Topanga.
It's like too many syllables.
Topanga. It's three. That's one too many. Yeah.
You got one.
Tom. You got Jesse. Yeah, but two. You got Wright.
That's my last name. If you were to say last names, you got three in your last name. And a third.
Well, you're the one that has a problem with syllables.
Well, I got problems, bro.
Okay, number three, the Pink Ranger.
Yeah, well, it's funny we don't even Power know her Rangers. Name because she didn't really do anything else.
Kimberly.
Well, no, her name in real life.
Oh, she made some Disney Suzy Q movie. That's all I've ever seen.
Yeah.
But yeah, Kimberly the Pink Ranger.
Pink Ranger. I think I wouldn't find her as attractive if she was something else, though. Like, the Pink Ranger, I think, made me attracted to her because she was a Power Ranger.
Well, it made me attracted to her because I was, like, five, and I, like, dude, I swear to God I had little kid boners.
Dude, I'm...
For all three of them.
I'm pretty sure I did.
But, oh, the Pink Ranger. And how suggestive...
I can't even remember.
How suggestive is that, by the way? That she was the Pink Ranger.
Yeah.
The black guy was the Black Ranger. The Asian chick was the Yellow Ranger.
Yeah.
The Pink Ranger was, like, this hot little white girl. That's crazy.
The Indian guy was the
was there an Indian
ranger.
Guy?
The what's his name? The main guy. I think he was part Indian.
Oh, Jason?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe.
Yeah.
He was the Red Ranger?
Yeah.
He didn't seem... He looked totally Caucasian to me, but all right.
Yeah.
Cool, man. The fucking Green Ranger was an alien? How racist. Little green aliens, the Green Ranger.
Figures.
Okay, so well, who... What are your... Kill, fuck, marry. Those are your options.
Okay, I would kill Saved by the Bell lady.
What?
Dude, I'm just not interested.
Oh, okay. Alright. No, hey, man. That's your freedom.
It's America. That's my thing.
Yeah.
I just bang the Pink Ranger.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you gotta marry Topanga?
Marry Topanga.
I could see that.
Dude, have you ever seen the new show? It's like Topanga and what's his name's kid? It's Girl Meets World?
Well, no. I'm an adult man.
Well, no. I mean, my little brother watches it, like... And then, okay, my girlfriend watches it.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
I don't know if she watches it.
I've been at your house. Your little brother watches Teen Titans and shit.
She's just showed me. He doesn't watch the human shows. Like anybody.
Yeah, I've seen it on the Netflix.
Any live action shows, he's not interested in.
No.
Unless it's Jurassic Park.
Okay, so you would kill Kelly, Freaky Deaky the Pink Ranger,
mm-hmm.
and marry Topanga?
Well, yeah, get some action with the Pink Ranger.
So I'm going to go... I'm going to kill Topanga. Just because there's... Like, I thought she was cute. I liked her at points.
Yeah.
But then there was other times where, like, I thought... I don't know. She's just not for me. She's dead. You got to go, Topanga.
Yeah.
Topanga?
Yeah, Topanga.
You know
three syllables.
I would love to be married to that. Just that name. Just so, like, when I'm frustrated, I can yell it.
Topanga!
Yeah, Topanga!
Get down here. Do the dishes.
You bitch! You want to tell me about my failures? You bitch! Topanga?
I don't want to go to your parents for Thanksgiving.
Yeah. Well, your brother's there, and he's always fucking weird to me, asking me for money. Topanga? No.
God.
Okay, so, yeah. You know, I stick with it. She's dead. I murdered her.
Murdered my wife.
I buried her in Mr. Feeney's backyard.
Mr. Feeney. Throwing out names.
Yeah. Okay, now this is a toss-up. Because Kelly, it wasn't so much for you, but man, I used to love Saved by the Bell. And
I love
and
it.
She aged well,
dude.
In the last,
she like,
still 10
years, I've watched it way more than I did when I was a kid.
See, opposite. I don't watch it now because the show sucked, but I loved
like,
it when I was a kid.
Channel 32 before I had cable. I just like watched that or just, DVDs.
She aged really well. She still looks good. She always seemed like a nice person. And, oh my God, Kelly, the love I had for her. But, on the other hand, the Pink Ranger could keep me safe.
Yeah, she's got guns.
Like, and she knows...
Laser guns.
And she knows karate.
Yeah.
And she had a robot, pterodactyl? What was hers?
Hers was, yeah, the pterodactyl.
Pterodactyl, yeah. She had a giant robot pterodactyl.
Pink and white pterodactyl.
So that's a toss-up. I mean, both of them are bangable.
Well, she's got her own job, you know? Like, she's going out, you know, like...
But that might be annoying. Like, we're trying to have anniversary dinner, like a romantic dinner.
And then a giant,
and then
like,
she
lizard
just, yeah, and then
comes
just,
out of nowhere.
She's got to morph and zip away.
Yeah, it's more
and then I'm sitting there like, oh, bye.
Yeah, I guess I'll...
Don't go die.
I'll eat dinner by myself tonight, I guess, again.
Mommy's not coming home tonight, kids. Pink Ranger. Zordon. You know, Zordon has come between me and my wife.
Dude, that's
since
what he
the
does,
beginning.
Though. That's what he does. That's
our
why I only banged her.
Our relationship has been tampered from the beginning.
That's why I only banged her, man.
Zordon. You know what? Yeah, I'm going to marry...
She's probably fooling around with a Red Ranger, though. That's why you got to worry about that. Like,
no, dude, she was... She
white,
was into Tommy.
Green Ranger.
The
well,
Green Ranger.
He's a White Ranger, too.
Yeah, he was both. She was into Tommy. That's a good.
Remember the Golden Ranger came around though?
No, I think I stopped watching by then.
Oh, okay. It was like before they switched to the Turbo or whatever. Like,
yeah,
no, that it was before the movie, I think.
Okay.
It might have been after the movie, the first movie.
I think it was probably after the first movie.
Okay, well, like the Red Ranger, I think he died or something like that. Or
Jason?
Jason, yeah, he came back as the Golden Ranger and he
oh, that must have been way later.
He drove a pyramid.
That's
and it was under the ocean.
That's the
it
dumbest
the
shit
ocean.
I ever fucking heard.
Yeah.
It came out of the ocean just like Tommy's did, the Dragon Zord. He'd play his little...
He made a flute out of the sky.
He'd play his little flute.
Yeah.
And then the Godzilla Zord would come out of the ocean.
Yeah.
That show was insane, dude.
Yeah.
The pyramid?
Yeah, he had a pyramid.
Yeah, I didn't...
And, like, it would go on top of the Zord's head.
Okay, yeah, I didn't watch by then.
Like, when they all went together, he would be the
after he was replaced by that Rocky guy.
He'd be the Chinese... The hat.
The Chinese sun hat. Raiden's hat.
Yeah.
Okay, well, to get back to on topic, I think I'm going to marry...
That was on topic.
Okay, Drew. I'm going to marry Kelly. And, yeah, I'm gonna give it to the Pink Ranger.
There you go.
Yeah, I'm gonna give it to the Pink and her stink.
I mean, if you like to go that way, I mean...
No, but it's a good rhyme scheme.
Yeah.
It's a good rhyme scheme.
Yeah.
I was going to ask you about your dog, but I feel like you would just go off into really long stories that aren't that funny. Hey, Jesse's got a dog now.
Fuck you.
All right, well, okay, tell us about your dog.
Okay, my girlfriend just saw this dog while we were driving down the road. I would have drove by it, but she was just like, oh my God, a dog! So she went and got the dog and brought it in the car... And I figured we'd be knocking on doors for hours, but we talked to one neighbor, and they said they never even seen the dog before.
Right.
So we just called around.
That's a ghost dog.
Yeah, we just called around. Yeah, pretty much. Comes from nowhere. Came from the sky.
the pyramid ranger dog.
Yes, yeah, like 6 hours later, we get a hold of the owners, and they finally, like, they come over, and they're like, yeah, we're actually looking for new owners, and my stepmom's like, we'll take it. And so now we have a dog. It's super awesome. His name's Jackson. Call him Samuel L.
Samuel L.
Yeah.
Nice.
And
now, is it Samuel L, or do you just say Samuel?
No, Samuel
Samuel.
Samuel L.
Oh, dude, you should say Samuel. Like Samuel.
No, because I want to be like all Samuel right. L. Jackson.
Okay, I gotcha. And I want to thank you for proving me right.
What?
You know what?
That's a good story.
I know. It is.
Nobody knows. It's just you're tired of hearing about my fucking dog. Fuck you.
Ever since he's got his dog, it's been nothing but Snapchats.
I haven't even sent you that many Snapchats.
You've sent me at least four too many.
Four too many. Okay, four.
This dog is so chill.
Yeah, I fucking love this dog. You sent me so many pictures and Snapchats to your dogs since forever.
Have you seen how awesome my dogs are?
You haven't even seen how awesome my dog is besides Snapchats because you don't come over. In your face.
It's true. I'm allergic to dogs. I can't come over.
Whatever. Fuck you.
I can't come over, Jesse. I'm allergic to dogs. You know that.
You know that. And you have like three dogs.
You know that about me. Me and my body.
You motherfucker.
Okay, I wrote this down. I don't know why.
Yeah, change the subject.
Yeah. Because I'm allergic to dogs.
Whatever.
You go get a dog and you're like, well, you don't ever come over anymore. It's because I'm allergic to dogs, Jesse. You know that.
Yeah, you've had dogs your whole life.
And it's been a rough life.
Yeah. Whatever.
I used to go to your house to escape from my illness. If you could have starred in any movie... Actually, that's a bad way to put it. Like, if you could have been... No, yeah, okay. Like, if you could have starred in any movie... Oh. Nice. What movie would it be and why?
Hmm.
Like, what character would you have... Con that's Air. Better way. What character would you have loved to have played?
Con Air.
You just...
Lead role. Put the bunny down.
Put the bunny down. You would love to be Nicolas Cage's part in Con Air.
Yeah.
Okay. Really?
He's badass.
Out of everything?
No. I just thought that would be funny.
No, it is, dude. Put the bunny down.
It's a good movie. It's pretty corny, but that's
what it's not a good movie, but that's what makes it good.
Super corny.
It's so bad that it's good.
Yeah. I just remember watching it when I was like 10. You're like, this is fucking awesome. It's like the first like thriller that I was interested in.
See, I remember it came out around the same time as Face Off. And I thought Face Off was 100 times better.
Face Off was cool, yeah.
But like everybody loved Con Air. And I'm like, dude, Face Off was awesome.
No, I just never saw Face Off more than once. So
oh, okay.
And I didn't see it until way after it came out.
Put the bunny down.
Yeah.
I did like Dave Chappelle. Last Mohicans is burning! Remember that?
I kept forgetting he was in that one.
He had a small part, but yeah, he like lit that Indian dude on fire, and he's just being all Chappelle-y.
Oh yeah, he had like gasoline in his throat.
Yeah, he like chokes it up.
Yeah.
And he like lights, sorry homie, lights him on fire. Yeah. Last Mohicans is burning!
What did he do to get on that bus, or that plane?
Well, he was a convict. They were transporting convicts.
Well, they had like, all of them talked about their background.
The really important ones, like, because Dave Chappelle had a smaller part.
Yeah.
So, like, because, you know, there's probably, like, they never talked about what that little, like, gay girl guy was doing there. He was just there.
Oh, that's true.
So, okay, what character would you have loved to have played? And why?
Hmm.
I already know where I'm going with that.
Where are you going?
You want me to? James Bond, bro.
That's a good one.
If not James Bond, then Indiana Jones. I mean, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, fucking James Bond, dude. Or Indiana Jones. Either one of those. Amazing characters. They're never going away, ever.
Yeah.
But, like, that'd be amazing. Like, Con Air, after our generation, that's gone.
Mm-hmm.
James Bond's been around forever, dude. So is Indiana Jones.
But you're just in another James Bond, though.
That's where the problem arises. That's where I like Indiana Jones would
be
my second.
They're going to compare you to all the other Indiana Jones.
Indiana Jones would be my second. See, that's what I was kind of thinking. I was like, well, there's already been so many Bonds, I'd just be another Bond. Or if I had to pick a Bond movie that was already made that I would have loved to have played, it would probably be one of the old Sean Connery ones. just because like I wouldn't have to do that many stunts.
Yeah.
And I'd just like be cool. But then I'd have to deal with all the chicks in the 60s and they're like really pointy boobs. Dude, what's the deal with that?
I think it's just like
the type of bras they wore or something, like the fashion they had. They all had giant cones. Just pointy boobs, man.
Was it? Did they show them in the movies?
Well, no nipples or whatever, but just like in their dresses and stuff. Like any movie from the 60s, that was like the style that women wore their breasts. Like,
oh, the bra was pointy.
Yeah, they just all had like, I don't want to deal with that.
I just think like they didn't know what a bra was supposed to look like, maybe? Because well, I think, like, scientists have came up with better bras. I don't know.
But, it's, you know, it's just a whole mess I don't want to deal with.
Maybe their bras were, like, bad for them. Maybe the pointy bra was bad.
So I think yeah, I'm going to go Indiana Jones.
I don't know. I like the Jurassic Park movies. Those have always been some of my favorite movies.
Well, I like them, too, but what character would you be? That's the question.
What was his name? Scientist.
They were all scientists besides the kids or the lawyer.
The dude with the hat.
Oh, Sam Neill?
Yeah.
From the first one.
Yeah.
The main guy.
Well, he was in the second and the third.
He wasn't in the second. He was in the third.
Oh, he was in third, yeah.
They brought Jeff Goldblum back.
In the second, yeah.
Okay.
The second one sucked. I don't like that. Lost World?
It didn't suck.
The third one was awesome.
The third one was the worst.
Dude, I love the third one.
What?
Yeah.
That was the worst.
Where the kids are like where it's completely, like, they go back to the first island.
Yeah.
The first park.
Well, no.
And it's all ridden with
Well, what had happened is some rich dude, William H. Macy, his kid was, like, paragliding, and they got too close to the island.
Yeah.
And so, like, they go back to find their kid.
Yeah.
It's not kid. That movie was fucking horrible. That, jeez.
I love that one. I haven't seen it in, like, 10 years, but yeah, I love that one.
Watch it again. The first one literally is the only one that holds up.
I haven't watched the newest one.
I mean, it's okay. It's nothing great. It's literally just, dinosaurs.
Well, yeah, it's Jurassic Park.
Well, the first one was so good, though.
Well, it's original, man. Like they really had no, they had nothing to...
Well, I think the difference is I'm not, and don't quote me on this, I could be wrong, but I think the first one is the only one that Michael Crichton wrote from the novel.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think The Lost World... The second one might also be from the novels.
Yeah.
But I think all the other ones...
I always get scenes... I always get scenes from the second one and Anaconda mixed up. I don't know why.
Okay.
So...
John Voight does look like Jeff Goldblum.
He does.
And Jennifer Lopez is a 7-year-old boy.
Yep. Well, dude, like the... I don't know. It's just like jungle scenes and stuff.
Okay, I get it. Well, yeah, they both take place in the jungle.
Giant snake.
It's true. The new one, the graphics are crazy cool, but there's just stuff that's stupid. Like, there's a scene in the newest one where, you know, there's always kids. There has to be, like, two little kids that need to be saved.
Mm-hmm.
That's Jurassic law.
Yeah.
But, so it's been 20-some years since the first one, and they remake the park and all that, and it's, like, a huge, it's like Disneyland now. Like, everybody comes, and they figured all the bugs out, except, no, they didn't. One gets loose. And, like, it's okay and stuff, but, like, the kids, they find, like, a part of the old park, and they find this Jeep, and they're kids. One's, like, 15.
Mm.
And he's just like, hey, to his little brother, he's like, hey, remember when we fixed Grandpa's car? And the little brother's like, yeah. And then it cuts to them just, like, kind of changing out a car battery and then starting up the Jeep and driving away. And to me, I know, like, oh, that's the part you didn't find believable? The giant dinosaurs you were okay with, but these kids fixed that Jeep and you're, like, pissed? But I was! Because, I mean, like, dude, that Jeep's been sitting there 20 years, and it's... That gas is so bad. Like, nothing on that car is going to fucking work. I don't care if you fixed your grandpa's Impala. But, yeah, I was just like, come on, guys.
Yeah, you always got to put extra gas. It's probably crystallized. The gas is crystallized.
But there's, like, there's no way in hell that you guys just, like, fixed this Jeep and drove away in it.
Was so the recent one, that was, like, the first island, too, right?
Yeah. Oh, and there's another thing that drove me nuts. They do this in movies, and it pisses me off so bad. The main guy will have, like, a sick street bike, and then he just, like, goes and rides it all off-road and shit like it's a fucking dirt bike. That's not how that happens. That street bike, the second you, like, lay into any kind of those tires, you're laying that bike over, and you got 8.
Yeah.
There's a whole scene where he's around in the jungle on his Triumph, and it's like, no. I call bullshit. I believe dinosaurs.
Yeah.
You're not riding that fucking bike.
Well, with dinosaurs, this is believable. I mean, we're doing stem cell research and shit. Like,
you can't... Yeah, we're growing ears on fucking mice. You need to do some friggin' motorcycle research there, Spielberg. Yeah. You're not doing that. That killed that Wolverine movie for me. Where he just, like, jumps on that old...
Wolverine movie?
Yeah, the X-Men Origins.
Oh, yeah.
Remember that scene where he just, like, jumps on that old Harley, and then he's just, like, all off-road and jumping it like a dirt bike? And I was like, first of all, Wolverine, you weigh, like, 3,000 pounds alone. And then that bike's heavy as shit. Yeah. That bike's heavy as hell. You're not just jumping it through the woods and stuff. Like, that's a street bike. That's a Harley. You don't take those off-road.
No.
You know how many times I would, like, be on my Ninja and be on, like, a paved road and be like, oh, here's my turn, and just, like, turn down a gravel road? And just fucking lay it over because your tires, man. So that's the problem. Two thumbs down.
Two thumbs down.
Motorcycle in the jungle. Give me a break.
Oh, man. Yeah, no, I think about, okay, like, I'd love to play Seth Rogen's part in 40-year-old version.
The stoner rocker dude?
Yeah, just because it's like, I don't know, that was a huge jump in his career.
That made his career.
Yeah, like, literally, and that was just a great movie. Like, I still watch it.
Oh, I love 40-year-old
Virgin. And laugh my ass off.
He is actually my least favorite character.
That's what I'm saying. Well, like,
movie.
He literally didn't have to do shit. Like, I wouldn't even be, like, a great...
It's not that he didn't have to be a good... I'm not saying his acting was bad and stuff. He's a good actor and stuff, but it just reminds me of, like, Hyde from that 70s show, which is the whole time, like, that guy's a fucking asshole.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't hang out with him because he's a jerk.
Yeah.
Like, on that 70s show, like, Hyde's a jerk.
Mm.
Like, everything he does is to, like, make his friends look bad or get in trouble and stuff. I was like, dude, nobody would hang out with you.
Yeah.
And like, hey, that Hyde kid? You're a fucking asshole. Kick him out of my basement. Get out of my basement, Hyde. And that's how Seth Rogen reminded me in 40-Year-Old Virgin. He just makes fun of the other guys and then, like, gets him in trouble. You wouldn't hang out with that guy.
Well, I'd be that guy.
Oh, you would be that guy. Dude, you are that guy.
Whatever.
No, I know. You're my best bubby.
You're my bubby. Bubby, we're holding hands right now.
Oh, yeah, you can't see that.
Yeah.
All right, so that's not bad. I can see that.
Just because it's, like, it made his career. He didn't really have, like, a crazy huge role. I mean, like, as far as, like, presence goes, he just made jokes and, like,
Before that, he'd been on a couple failed TV shows, and then he had, like, a small... Well,
Freaks and Geeks, and, like...
Dude, canceled first season.
Really?
Yeah. That... got famous later.
Oh, and then there was the Undeclared, which was like
canceled
two seasons.
Season.
I thought that was two seasons.
Just one.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I have the only season.
Oh, weird.
Yeah, he was in like Donnie Darko and stuff. Like, he'd been in a bunch of shit. He just never broke through.
Oh.
I mean, he was in the first Anchorman. He had like a 2-second cameo. He was the camera guy.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, and then 40-Year-Old Virgin and, yeah, Kaboom. Then he did Knocked Up and stuff, and it's been smooth sailing ever since, except for The Guilt Trip.
Yeah, I never
Barbara
watched that.
Barbara Streisand's mom. It's so bad.
Yeah, I never watched that. I saw the thing on Netflix, and I was like, maybe. It didn't look funny.
Okay, I got a would-you-rather question. I got two would-you-rather questions.
All right.
Would you rather be obese or an amputee? And don't be all like, well, I like to do stuff with my hands, because when I mean obese, I mean, like, you like that couch? Better get used to it, because that's where you're staying.
I'd probably be an amputee.
Really?
Yeah, because, like, you can adapt. I mean, some people can't. I mean, some people have to. I mean, you have to adapt. You're an amputee.
Yeah. You got to keep on.
I mean, it's like.
You got to keep on.
Have you ever seen that one guy play bass with one hand? Like, dude, there's some insane, like.
The drummer from Def Leppard, like, he wasn't a good drummer, and then he lost his arm, and no one could tell.
Yeah. Well, I mean, he had all those different pedals for his other hand.
And doesn't matter.
It was just such basic beats that, it wouldn't really matter. But, probably an amputee. But, like, what appendage, though?
Pick one. Your dick.
Right. Yeah, it's as big as an arm, so it would be worth it. It wouldn't be worth it.
No, what appendage?
Probably a leg.
Okay. Yeah.
I mean, I wouldn't be able to work out as easy.
But it's possible.
But, like, you can get a fake leg.
It's possible. Well,
I've seen super, super legit, like...
That Oscar Pelletoris guy or whatever, before he was a murderer.
Yeah, before he killed
his wife. He was winning medals and shit running, and he was missing both his feet and stuff. The Blade Runner.
Yeah, it'd probably be a leg, so that I could still use my hands.
Okay, well, wrong answer. Left arm.
Why?
That's how you have to be an amputee. Or really fat.
Oh, if you change it like that, then yeah. You're really fat.
You'd rather be really fat than, like, just be missing an arm?
You do everything from a couch.
That's my answer. No, because when you were talking about, like, oh, well, you can adapt and still get stuff done, I was like, well, I like to sit on the couch and watch TV and eat already. Except, like, I have to go do shit because it's expected of me.
Yeah.
But if I'm big and fat and the people will be like, no, just let them be.
But they'll still blame you for being fat. I mean, you're fat.
Dude, in today's PC world, you can talk amongst yourselves all you want.
That's true.
Nobody's pointing a finger at me like, it's your fault. I'll be like, it was my parents' fault.
Yeah.
Like, oh, you poor baby.
Yeah.
Here's more cookies. Yes. Feed me them cookies.
Feed me cookies.
What would your fat guy voice be?
I don't even know.
That would be my... I would just go way more high-pitched. Like the kid that freaks out about his Xbox. Have you seen that?
The one with the remote where he like just stuffs it up his ass?
No. The really fat kid where like he's all mad because they're calling him fat over the headphones. And his mom's like, how do they know you're fat? He's like, I don't know! That would be my fat guy voice. Like, give me one of them cookies.
Okay.
I need it.
My voice would be just really deep. My voice would be deep.
You'd go Jabba style.
Ho, 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 ho. Cookie.
Look, I need it. Look, I need it. Ho, Solo.
I'd speak English, but.
Oh, okay.
Not Jabba.
You'd be like, ho, 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 ho.
Cookies.
Cookies.
Ho, ho, ho.
Okay, well, here's another one. Would you rather be black or Indian? Now, I want to reiterate, I want to tell why I came up with that one.
Yeah.
Because of Aziz Ansari's show, Master of None.
Mm-hmm.
They had that episode where he's talking about how people are still, like, racist to Indians, but it's a lot more acceptable.
Yeah.
You see that episode where he's like, man, I'm an actor, but I'm Indian, so, like, every role I get...
They want me to be a cab driver.
They want me to be a Harley Bobby 7-Eleven, you want the Slurpee?
Yeah.
And stuff. So that's what made me think of it. It's like, okay...
People have actually asked him to speak roles in his accent,
even though
he doesn't have one.
Yet to fake an accent, to be more Indian.
Yeah.
So if you had to, and you know, blacks, we all know about the stereotypes that the blacks have been putting up with for...
I'm sure a lot of roles people put on down on, like, a lot of black, you gotta be, like, the hip dude, or you gotta be the gangster, like...
Yeah. So, but just in general, knowing both of those... I mean, we're white guys, we got little dicks and we can't dance, whatever.
It happens.
That's what we deal with.
Yeah.
Would you rather be black or Indian? You want me to go with mine?
Sure.
I'd rather be black.
Yeah, I was going to say the same thing.
Because I can deal with the, oh, I got a big dick, and I'm good at basketball stereotypes.
I don't know, I think that's totally, like, I don't know. Like,
I would hate to be the guy where everybody's like, no, do it. Do your thing. Or like the cross-eyed playing a sitar with flies buzzing around you. So like, I don't want to be that wearing a diaper on your head kind of shit, dude.
You're not going to be that. Why? You don't have to be that.
But no, but it's like what he said. He's not, as he said that.
Oh, you're saying like acting.
Well, not even acting, but just like people, that's what people like want and like expect out of you. That's your stereotype.
Oh, yeah.
I would much rather have the big dick and like got soul.
Yeah.
Than be the, you know, you want the Slurpee?
Well, there's a lot of stereotypes other than just those. I mean, it's just like...
Yeah, but I'm just saying...
There's a lot of negative...
Yeah, but like, I mean, I would think, like, the meat hammer stereotype between my legs puts up with the, oh, did you steal that soda?
Yeah.
I'd rather deal with that than people always ask me to fix their computers over the phone. Text support.
Yeah, I don't know.
Or, like, food smells like shit. I don't even like curry. No?
I don't like curry.
I don't even like curry.
No, that show's awesome.
Let me just get my magic card.
I don't know. It brings up a lot of good points in his shows. Like, just, like, the girlfriend one where he, like, lives with his girlfriend for, like, a year or whatever. And, like, I don't know. That one really put fucking...
Well, the episode that I really liked was, like, what it's like to be a man as opposed to what it's like to be a woman. We're like, the woman leaves the bar.
Oh, yeah. Like, she's almost getting raped.
We're not even getting raped. Just, like, you know, the weird guy follows her home.
Yeah.
He wants to hit on her and stuff.
And he literally gets in her apartment and, like, knocks on her door.
Whereas, like, when he walks home, it's just, like,
Oh, I stepped in poo.
Yeah, he's just having like a great night.
Like she's having like a scary night where guys following her.
We don't gotta worry about being raped.
Yeah,
it's like girls.
Something we never
girls
really
gotta
worry
like worry about that shit.
We might if we get into a bad night, worry about
getting beat
fight.
Up. Yeah,
yeah. That's like the most. But girls, like, wow, so much more.
I love the. Hey, you know that picture we took of food? What did it on and put it on Instagram? What are some of your comments? And he's like, all right, I'll look him up. He's like, oh, Brian said, looks like Yum Yum Town. Yeah. And she's like, oh,
population me.
Yeah. Like, here's one of my comments. Yeah. Like, I want to fuck your face. Because it's actually like the difference. Like, people just like hit on with like.
It's insane, dude. Like,
I've always felt bad for women to an extent. To an extent. Some of them suck.
Yeah. Well, no, I mean, like, there are just horrible people. And, like, some of them are good amount of them are women. Like,
English.
A good amount of them are women that I've ran into anyway.
Well, yeah, I've met good women and I've met shitty dudes. Yeah. It's the same thing. So, like, that's what I mean to an extent. Like, I'm a man. I don't feel bad for men. I do to an extent.
Yeah.
And, like, women, I feel bad for women to an extent.
Hmm.
I want to fuck your face. Hot chili.
Hot chili.
Cool jazz.
Cool jazz.
All right, I'm on my last thing here.
Hmm.
Who's your favorite stand-up comedian right now?
Right now?
Yeah. This is a two-part question. Who's your favorite stand-up comedian right now? And who's your favorite of all time?
Right now would probably be Tom Segura. I keep watching that same one over and over again. And he's coming out with a new one soon.
His shit's...
Like a new Netflix one.
His shit's good.
I love Tom Segura. And then
I do like Segura a lot.
Lifetime would probably be... It'd probably be Louis C.K. or Mitch Hedberg. One of the two.
Okay.
Just because Mitch Hedberg, it's like... He's iconic as far as my stand-up comedy goes. Like, he was done when he was at his height.
See, this is where we're going to disagree. My favorite stand-up comedian right now, Tom Segura, great answer.
Yeah.
But I'm going to go Bill Burr.
Mm-hmm.
Just because his jokes, man, I relate to him so hard. But, like, the dad means well, but he's kind of a dick.
Yeah.
And, like, yeah, just, like, what it's like to be a guy and, like, the problems that we have.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Just his comedy.
Everything that he talks about is super real.
Yeah, and super relatable. And it cracks me up so hard. And so that's mine right now. Of all time, I want to say Eddie Murphy. But as far as I know, I've only heard those two. So I can't really make him like my favorite of all time. Because I love Eddie Murphy for his movies and shit. Yeah. And not for a stand-up. That'd be like, oh, Jim Carrey's my favorite. It's like, he's my favorite, like, in movies. Yeah. So I'm not going to say that.
Like, it's kind of crazy.
I'm going to say, and like I said, this is where we differ, because I know you're not a fan of his humor. I think of all time, my favorite is probably Andrew Dice Clay.
Well, I mean, like, I like some of his jokes, but, like,
I just
the constant, like, arrogant, like...
That's what I love. Like, I love my favorite characters in movies and TV shows and stuff. It's like, I love assholes. And, like, dude, that character that he does, the Dice Man, Andrew Dice Clay, like, that's the biggest asshole I've ever fucking seen. And no apologies.
Oh, of course not, because he's playing a character.
I know, but I love that character. Yeah. So I think that's my favorite. Just like, oh, fuck you. It's so good.
I mean, I love assholes. That's why I like the like, what's his name? Fucking...
Seth Rogen?
No, that's why I watch Eastbound and Down. Like,
yeah, that just reminds me of a Andrew Dice Clay. Like, if you were to like watch a show about Andrew Dice Clay, it's Eastbound and Down.
Yeah, but I mean, like,
no apologies.
His jokes really aren't funny to me. I mean, I guess
some of them are in very bad taste. I'll give you that. But in general, I think he's my favorite of all time, just because he had the balls to do it too.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying that his jokes are my favorite.
Well,
of
the time, like, yeah, I mean, I'm sure it would have been a lot funnier to me. Like,
well, like everybody, like when he was famous and stuff, everybody was working really clean,
mm-hmm.
like doing jokes about like, what's the deal with airplane food?
Well, no, like there's a lot of pretty hardcore.
They all.
I don't know, dude.
Dice Clay led the way, man. After Dice Clay, I mean, you can't consider George Carlin.
Well, no, even what the screaming dude.
Yeah, well, that came later. Kennison was after Andrew Dice Clay.
Are you sure?
Yes, 100% positive. No, for sure. Kennison was only around for a couple of years.
Oh.
And, you know, he was Sam Kennison.
Well, yeah, Sam Kennison.
He's really funny.
Yeah.
But
I guess he went really crazy. Like, was it Bill Burr's stand-up? Bill Burr's podcast?
No, it was Joe Rogan's, but
he got in a car crash?
Yeah, he got in a car crash when he was young, and it changed him and stuff. But another thing is he did a lot of drugs.
Yeah, no, a lot of cocaine and stuff. And he partied a lot. Yeah. They found cocaine in his system when he crashed.
Well, he didn't crash. Somebody hit him.
Yeah, somebody was drunk.
A drunk driver hit him.
But they found cocaine in his
But he was system. Trying to get clean and stuff. I mean, that'd be like, you're a terrible alcoholic, and they find booze in your system, but you'd been trying to quit, and like, one beer opposed to like the 10,000 you used to drink.
Well, yeah, but I mean, if you're trying to quit cocaine, it's like.
But how long does cocaine stay in your system?
Probably. I don't know.
he might have been 2 weeks sober.
Maybe. Yeah.
And still had traces of it in his system and stuff.
I don't know.
All right, I'm done.
The podcast?
Yeah, for the night.
All right.
You want to hit us with some sound effects? Play us off.
My computer's running really slow because it's recording so long.
Is this a long episode?
Hour 15.
That's not bad.
It's just the computer starts lagging. Like
Paul, I hope you're not driving for 2 hours because you're shit out of luck after an hour and 15 minutes.
Does he only listen to these when he's driving?
Probably. I mean, he's a truck driver, right?
Well, yeah. No, I mean, I'm just...
I only listen to podcasts when I'm, like, jogging.
Dude, I got headphones now for my work that are, like, OSHA approved.
Oh, that's awesome. And so you can listen to them at work?
That's what I've been listening to Joe Rogan on. That's how I've been getting the time to listen to it.
All right, play us off. The Roots. Oh, my God. Anyways. All right, this has been Can't Find a Better Goat. By Burnt Biscuits.
Tom and Jesse. This is Burnt Biscuits. We're Bent Briskets.
We're bent briskets.
Burnt Biscuits.
Alright, good night, y'all.
Night, y'all.
Good night.
Good night.